the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's cliche, but true. For people with mental health disorders, how they say something may be quite different than someone not living with a mental illness. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Isabel Bauman, Interim Department Head for Communication at Missouri State University. She has been studying how mental health influences communication styles and is writing a book on this work. She gives an example of communication differences.
Someone who has depression would have longer pauses than someone without depression. And that's also true of someone with anxiety. They'll have longer pauses in conversation. And the reason why that's important is because it takes only 0.3 seconds in a conversation for somebody to switch a turn. That's how long a pause it takes for someone to switch a turn. So if you're pausing for longer than that, people are going to jump in, even though you're not done speaking. And so people with depression and anxiety get interrupted a lot because they pause for such a long period of time in their conversation.
Bauman says that there are differences in nonverbal communication as well.
A person with anxiety has more self-focused gestures, and by that I mean they will play with their hair, play with their necklace, adjust a sweater or shirt, things that are focused on their own body. Whereas most people, when they're talking, have object-focused gestures. And by that, I mean gestures focused on something in the room around them or something that they're talking about. Eye contact is a big deal in many mental health disorders. People with depression don't make eye contact as much as people without depression. Something that's really interesting about bipolar disorder is that people with bipolar disorder don't take advice. You will give them advice and they will nod and smile and then go out and do exactly what they want. That's just something that's kind of an interesting quirk about that particular mental health disorder.
Bauman also studies how the broader society talks about mental health disorders.
Well, actually, largely we don't communicate about mental health and mental illness. It's very much a taboo topic. That's getting to be a little bit less true more recently because there have been some fairly successful public service campaigns about mental health and mental illness. But largely, people are very uncomfortable talking about mental illness. They don't know what to say about it. And they don't even know what words to use to talk about it. Do you say mental illness or mental health disorder? We have a very hard time in this country carrying on a conversation about mental health and mental illness.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, approximately 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. experience mental illness in a given year. And for Bauman, she says that recognizing that the disorder is affecting communication patterns is one step to improving the conversations around mental health as a whole. It also can serve as a gateway to improving the support system for that person, which is key to mental health.
I think the most important thing is, have they acknowledged to you that they have a mental health disorder? And if they have, to acknowledge that back to them and be upfront with the fact that that is a factor in their life and that it does affect how they experience the world. So someone with depression is going to experience the world differently than someone without depression. And it's important for the people around them to recognize that, acknowledge that, and to not just say to them, oh, snap out of it. Just think happy thoughts. Well, if you have depression, you can't just think happy thoughts. You can't just snap out of it.
That was Dr. Isabel Bauman. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.